talking to our ever-present Redeemer friend. See how wonderful and powerful the Lord is, how close He is. Really, our best friend knows all about us, loves us just the same. And Psalm 27 is an expression of closeness to God one-to-one. There's that face-to-face friendship, but also close to God in the midst of His people. David says, oh, I really want to be in God's house where I remember how great God is. Something about being around others, I think we experienced this morning, certainly helps us know God better. So, hey, David was alive today. He said, I like to go to church. You know, that's his thing, to gaze upon the beauty of God. And King David, when he wrote this, is a strong psalm, and one of the 73 that he wrote in the New Testament or Old Testament here. You know, I have at home the Beatles number one CD, you know, just because you get old-fashioned and reminisce and so forth. But they had, I forget what it was, 27 number one hits, and it's a big deal. Some of you have Ray Stevens number one hits, or, you know, Led Zeppelin or some crazy thing like that. Definitely not, okay. But but for David, if you said, oh, how about him, you know, 73 number one hits, people have been singing them, using them to praise God, know God better, pray to God for 3,000 years, that's pretty good. Eat your heart out, Paul McCartney, you know, in that way. So that's the good Lord talking to us through His Word. And if Psalm 27, you want to put a headline on it, this would be a good one. The Lord will be your confidence. That's from Proverbs 3. So David, when he prays, he don't think a lot about David, although he's in big trouble again. He thinks a lot about God. And an old-time real good doctor of theology said, in the Bible, God doesn't give us a technique for prayer, but He certainly does tell us a lot about the God of prayer. And that's something we could take heart. No technique for prayer. Do it especially this way and this way and this way and this way. And that's the way you do it, see. But come to the God who hears and answers prayer. So the focus is on the Lord, not on David. It's on how great God is, not on you and I, and how eloquent we are, or whether we're saying it the right way in our prayer life. Okay? So it's on who we're talking to. Who we're talking to. Certainly when your little loved ones come into your area, you know, and they're trying to ask for this, that, and the other. And if they're in the nursery, they just wail out, and people understand what the wailing is all about. You respond out of love. Say, and this is how we do, you know, who being evil, we talk to one another this way. How much more will our Father in heaven answer, you know, when we say, we need bread so bad, not going to give us the snake or the scorpion. Because He said, you didn't say it the right way. And so you'll see how Jesus is the way that opens the door for prayer. There is no other way. If you're thinking of another way, you know, hold the Bible. I hold my Bible in my right hand every time I pray. And God will answer. No, how about try the left one? What's the superstition that God has to get you over to see that Jesus is the door to answer prayer? Talk to the Father through the Son by the Spirit. And that's really what David's doing here. First, he gives great testimony to the Lord, how great the Lord is. He says, Psalm 25, friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him. That's the closeness. And then he says in Psalm 26, in the great assembly I will praise You. That's what we're doing today. Pray to God or praise Him in the great assembly. Here's David. The Lord, he reminds himself who he's talking to. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. So it's very personal. David has turned to God. It's not just the man upstairs or God, I know You're there somewhere. But my light. Remember Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So people who heard that said, aha. Jesus is saying He's the Lord of the Old Testament. He's God Almighty. My salvation. God would be the salvation for us. not ourselves, not our prayer life, okay, but He's our salvation, my salvation as a gift, and the strength we have. And somebody said, the weaker we are, the more we'll know how strong God is. It doesn't mean we pray for times of, you know, spiritual and physical fainting, but to really know our need. We're a weak and needy people. So when we pray to God, it's always little flock and little faith praying to a big God. Little David praying to his strength. Okay, so again, the focus on David, the focus on the Lord, not on David or himself there. And he admits there's problems around him, even though he knows God's greatness. He said there's evil men, there's enemies, foes, and even war. And yet I will be confident. He's thinking about God's greatness. Starts to pray. God-centered prayer. The Lord's mentioned 14 times in 14 verses. Okay. He says, I remember when I was praying to God among His people in the temple of the Lord, I saw His beauty. And sometimes we know God's beauty who we're talking to by what He made. So here's some pictures of what He made, and He's more beautiful than these creations. Wonderful symbol of our nation, strength, you know, just able and so forth. We mount up on wings like eagles when we turn to God. He's our strength. Run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We see the beauty of God in any sunrise or sunset, perhaps minus the water there. That's Barnes Lake right in front. And here's a wonderful, actually a photo of somewhere out west, I think. That's where that is. And then the beauty of change of seasons, God's handiwork. And of course the details, humble, kind of semi-ugly caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly. Okay, that's the story of our walk with God, I would think. And puppies. Anybody not like puppies? We'll pray for you. Okay, they're so great. Kittens, puppies, you know, we all started off this way, and as children of the Lord, we look more adorable to the Lord than this here. And this will show you. This is people of all backgrounds over here. And it is wonderful and tremendous, I had mentioned before, to go somewhere to see God's beauty. Grand Canyon, Hawaii, Cleveland, you know, those places. And then, or like one of my friends named Sam, he sits on the bench outside of Rite Aid down in Irwin, and he just looks at people. And according to the Bible, the people all around you are the most beautiful of all God's creation. Can you believe it? There they are. Just take a glance over there and say, oh, it's an awe. Somebody created in the image of God. And in our household, if there's a deer comes in our yard, we usually say, everybody come over here, look at this deer. Wow, look at this. And I told my wife, this is what we should do if somebody walks down our street. Just stop at the window and look at that. That's amazing. But that would, of course, be impolite. Some of you have discovered this, however, when you look in the mirror, you say, ah, the highest of God's creation I see. That's why you have a humility problem there, lack of. But it's the beauty of the Lord. What He did, He's so much more beautiful, being the Creator, we could come and know His goodness. He will keep us safe. He will hide us. He will set us on a rock. So this is what David is praying. And we want to stay away from man-centered prayer, which means I'm praying based on what I do. If I pray a certain way, God will give a yes. That's a man-centered prayer. You want to let God be the center. Or a work-centered prayer. If I'm good enough, God will say yes. Now, sometimes we obey God and that the blessing is right in the obedience, you see. But God doesn't say, I'm not going to give you a yes until you obey me in all these ways. We would never get anywhere. It's not by works or prayers so that no one can boast. If the relationship is by gift, certainly the conversation is by a gift. It's by a gift. And it's a good thing. And the promises that God gives, I don't think I have them on there, is when David said, you know, even when life goes bad and loved ones are not there for me, God will be with me. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. He'll take me up. And Jesus said something similar in our prayer life. He said, if anybody comes to me, I will in no way cast out. So if we come broken to God, even in our sin, with the thought, I'm turning to God, I want to get away from my sin life, my self-will life, God will receive us, won't turn us away. That my family might turn me away for a while, you know, that's understandable. The pastor might turn me away. Joe Smith, you haven't been in church for, you know, a year. You stay away from this communion table, will you? I don't want you messing it up for the rest of us. But Jesus said, if anybody comes to me, I will not reject him. The pastor might reject you. The church might reject you. Jesus won't reject you. Isn't that great? That's the way he is. And so we could come to God in prayer. David did that. And want to keep our prayer God-centered. Christ alone opens the door. The whole experience is a gift. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of prayer. And then God knows what I need and how I'm feeling. That we could cast our cares on him. He cares for us. He's right in there with us. We talk to him to know him. Beyond just, you know, to know him face to face. Did you ever have a situation where I know with loved ones, you know, you figure, I got to talk to him about this problem, this one problem. So I go and I start talking. And we just start enjoying each other's company at that point. And everything starts to get right between, you know, yourself and the other person. The other person says, and what was it you wanted to talk to me about? Oh, never mind, you know. Never mind. Everything's good. Because I just had this time with you. And that was really something. You know, so we seek God's face. He knows what we need. We tell him so to help ourselves. God loves us. We'll do what is best. God will change us when we pray. That's a good thing. And then we can put our trust in him, as David did. He said, I think I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, whether it's the land of the living here or the land of the living in heaven. When we were singing some of these songs, you know, that I was thinking, you know who's singing them really good today? Jim West and Gary Crowder and Dale Kerr's brother. They were singing those songs like that, really better, even better than what we heard and sung. But God's gracious. We'll see his goodness on earth and in heaven. And we could even pray, you know, come to God and his bigness for salvation. Maybe you never received Christ. You thought, well, I've heard about him. I believed in him from far away. But I never said, Lord, save me. And I never said, Lord, come into my life. Jesus, remember he said, if you come to him, he will not turn you away. So you could start a forever relationship with the Lord right now, and he'll carry the ball for you. And you put your trust in him. And